It's time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I'm the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick Six, now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
All right, it is Pick Six time here on the DDC. Let's see, we've got a pair of tickets to see Tame Impala at Bridgestone Arena on March 23rd. Did I say that right?
Yeah, you did.
I'm not familiar with them. Sorry.
They're good.
Okay. That'll be on March 23rd, 615-737-1025. Unfortunately, we do have to review last week, so Elijah Campbell at the Hillside Medical Game Studio, the floor is yours.
Yeah, unfortunately for Darren and Chase, we have to review as is tradition. This will be good for Willie. He increased his lead a little bit. So number one, Titans and Bengals. Titans favored by 3.5. Clean sweep for the Titans here. Chase, even top shelf, the Titans. And as we know, despite 9 sacks, the Titans found a way to lose that game. So no points awarded for anybody there. Derrick Henry carries over under 17.5. Darren, the only one going with the over, and he was correct as he ended up toting the rock 20 times, which in my opinion was about 4 or 5 too many.
Yep.
So a point for Darren there. Titans defensive sacks, over under 2.5.
Well, I'd say that.
2.5. Okay.
I would say so, too. If the over under was 7.5, it would have hit. So points for Chase, no points. No, and Willie, too. Yeah, no points for Darren as he's the only one that took the under.
Boy.
Just a bit outside. 49ers.
I think I lost.
Everyone calling right now. I'm putting you on hold. Elijah's busy. He'll get to you in a second. Don't hang up.
The classic conundrum of all the calls coming in as I am doing the review.
I think I had an X next to mine in the first quarter, right?
The first drive.
Did they hit three in the first quarter, right?
Oh, yes.
They had two in the first defensive drive of the game. Yeah. First defensive.
Also, in a third that was negated because of the delay of game.
Yep.
So it could have been 10.
Yeah,
49ers.
Wrong side.
At Packers. Packers favored by 5.5. And Jimmy Garoppolo and the San Francisco 49ers. Special teams. Pretty important. Away with the win. Willie, the only one taking the 49ers. They did a little more than cover that 5.5. Rams at Buccaneers. Despite the Rams' efforts to go full Atlanta Falcons, they did not go full Atlanta Falcons. They end up winning point for everyone except Willie, who top-shelfed the Rams there. Willie, the only one to get his top shelf correct. And then Bills at Chiefs. Chiefs win the game in what might have been the greatest football game ever played. Points for Darren and Willie. No points for Chase. So after that week, Willie with 5 points, Darren with 3, and Chase with 2, which increases Willie's overall lead to 9. Willie with 94 points on the season. Jeez. Darren in second at 85, and Chase falls further into the abyss at 71. Yeah. Now with top shelves, Willie being the only one that won, which is ironic because he was the only one under 500 going into this week on top shelf picks. Darren is at 12-9. Willie 9-11. Chase at 10-11.
You've heard of worst to first? I am the first to worst team.
The classic old NFC South adage. Yeah,
What is Willie's total and what is Chase's total again?
Willie is leading Chase 94-71.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. I go and I win the thing last year. And now I've just sucked this year.
Now you feel like Chris Sanders in silly underdog picks. Like
Yeah.
Just the rest of the pack is not even in sight. Wow.
Chase tanking for the number one overall pick.
Thank you.
Who is going to be the number one overall pick?
It'll be Evan Neal.
That's really what I've seen.
That's what I believe.
Consensus? Okay. Still January.
A lot can happen.
All right. Remember, the underwear party doesn't start till next month, so.
Kayvon Thibodeau probably does look good in that Under Armour.
Okay.
All right, let's
number see. One.
Bengals and Chiefs to get the action started on Sunday at 2 o'clock. That game will be on CBS. We'll need the game total from the listeners. Chiefs by 7.5. Willie.
Chiefs.
That was emphatic.
That was emphatic.
Yes. And it, honestly, I'm weighing my options. I think that's a candidate for my top shelf. I'm not committing to it yet, but I like the Chiefs. I think they're going to run away with it.
Hmm.
You know what? Is it you or me?
No, go ahead.
You know what? I think I'm going to take – you've given the hook. So I think I'm going to take the 7.5. I'll take Cincinnati.
The hook is – that's a tough one. It's a game changer.
Yeah, you made it tough with the hook.
Well, it is 7, and we have to have a
sure,
hook.
Sure.
I'm certainly not putting it at 6.5. There's no way.
No.
And it's probably got a bet. If it's going to move, it's going to move to 7.5 before it moves to 6.5. You know, I'm really torn, but I will take the Chiefs. It's probably going to be a backdoor cover, but I'll take the Chiefs by the Bengals, but I'll take the Chiefs.
Number two.
49ers Rams in the nightcap. That game is on Fox, set to kick off at 5:30. At SoFi, Rams don't have to leave home. They can play the rest of the way and sleep in their beds the whole time. Willie, what do you got? Rams by 3.5.
I have been banking lots of points by backing both of these teams. I have won a lot by picking the 49ers and the Rams in this playoff season here. I got to pick one now. I'm going to stick with the Rams, and I'm just going to go with the – it's not going to be Titans-Jags from the 99 season. I just think it's going to be hard to beat the Rams three times. So I think this is the Rams' year.
And you're not afraid by the 3.5?
Oh, I'm very afraid based on the way these two teams have gone ahead. I mean, that last time they played, it wasn't long ago. You know, the 49ers, that was a tremendous game. It was back and forth, dead even.
Well, don't forget, yeah, the Rams were up 17-0 in that game.
Indeed, they were.
Chase?
I would like to see, you know, my friend really wants to see Bengals 49ers 3, but I don't think that's going to happen. I will take the Rams.
So the phones were exploding. Was it all about video culture and tanning beds? I mean, what happened?
Some people thought that it was a call-in contest for Tame Impala. No, you must participate.
Oh.
In order to get those tickets, they are
a
hot commodity.
Work for them.
They just wanted to be caller 5 or 6? Okay, I got
precisely.
It.
Precisely.
Let me ask you something. How many people are like, hey, what did I win? I just heard call.
That has happened before this week.
Oh, it's definitely gears. Happened.
And honestly, Darren, I know you haven't heard much about Tame Impala. I can see some people calling the radio show that don't usually call because they heard the words Tame Impala tickets.
Okay.
And they were like, sports?
But you must participate.
I'm going to go Rams. And I feel pretty good about it. I'm just telling you right now, I'll just go on and give a free release. I'm going to do a parlay, a two-team money line parlay, and I'm taking the Chiefs and the Rams this weekend. And I'm just telling you, that's what I'm doing. There's a little free gift for me. Okay?
Okay.
Number three.
And it's not going to be light. Okay? I'm just saying. I feel pretty good about it. You know, you were a part of the text chain that I was in, Chase. I said it Sunday night. I was like, because we've got a mutual friend that was pretty hardcore on the 49ers, and I said, tread lightly. The Super Bowl will be the Rams and the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm doing this weekend. I'm doing a two-team parlay, money line parlay, and it's going to be Chiefs and Rams. Just saying. All right, number three. Most passing yards this weekend of the four quarterbacks, Burrow, Mahomes, Stafford, Garoppolo. Chase.
That's a tough one.
I know it is.
That's a real tough one. I'm going to go Stafford, though. I think I'm going to go Stafford.
Okay. This one is, yeah, yeah. No one's going to pick Garoppolo. I get it. But the other three, I mean, I just think it is a real coin toss. It is going to be interesting to see who indeed throws for more. I'm going to go Mahomes, even though I like your Stafford pick. Willie.
Burrow.
Okay, I like it. That's a good question. If we're all three going with somebody different, it's a good question.
They all. I mean, you can look at it a variety of different ways of how you go about it. So I yep. think it's a good one.
Watch it all be right. Garoppolo.
Number four.
More combined receiving yards. A, Ja'Marr Chase and Tyreek Hill. Or B, Cooper Kupp and Deebo Samuel.
It's another tough one.
Chase.
Chase and Hill.
Now, just so you know, I think it's easy to say quickly when you hear that go, Ja'Marr Chase and Tyreek Hill seems like the more dynamic, even though Cooper Kupp was, you know, the best receiver in the league this year. But factor in, this is why I think it's relevant. Because, yes, I would agree with anybody that has that thought. Like, okay, but Chase and Hill. I mean, you see the last time they played against each other, those right. two went crazy. Their game is outdoors in January at Arrowhead, which is gonna a very cold, windy place. And the other two are playing where conditions don't matter whatsoever.
That's
They're indoors.
That's a good point.
I'm going to go – well, if I go Mahomes, then I'm going to have to go Chase and – Hill, but you know what?
No,
I'm
I
not.
Went opposite.
I'm not. I'm going Kupp and Samuel. I'm going opposite. Willie.
I went Oppo.
I'll take Kupp and Samuel.
Okay.
Number five.
More defensive sacks. A, the Chiefs, or B, the Rams? I'm going to start it, and I'm going to go with the Rams. Willie.
Ooh, I like this question. I like this question. We just watched.
Burrow
just watched the Bengals' offensive line. We just watched the. Oh my goodness, the Bengals' offensive line. I gotta go with the Chiefs based on that. The Rams have the best pass rush.
Yeah,
I'll go with the Chiefs.
I'm gonna go with the Rams.
Number six.
Good little college basketball game this weekend, Saturday night at 5 o'clock on ESPN. You know, SEC Big 12 Challenge this weekend. Two highly ranked teams, Kentucky at Kansas. So they'll be in Lawrence. Kentucky at Kansas, the Jayhawks by 2.5. I'll go with Kentucky in the points. Willie.
Wow. I'll take Kansas.
Chase.
Could be a really good game.
Yeah,
should
I think
be.
It will be. I'll take the Cats.
Okay. Chase, your top shelf?
Rams. Rams top shelf.
Against Willie. The Niners or the Sacks?
Niners.
Okay.
Chiefs -7.5 will be my top shelf.
Okay.
He went with it.
He did. I'm going to go with the Rams as well. That's a risky one. So many people like the 49ers, but I just have a feeling the Rams are going to they're going to take care of business. By the way, the numbers, it would floor you. You know, you would think trying to beat a team three times in a season, oh, that's really hard. Actually, the numbers favor the team that's won the first two. Actually, pretty heavily. So, all right, now it's time for you to jump in there. You know what's on the line. You heard me talk about Tame Impala at Bridgestone Arena on March 23rd. We've got tickets to that for this week's Pick 6. The advantage of calling in the next segment is you get two top-shelf picks. You can still play online at thegamenashville.com, but you will only get one top shelf. Let me talk to you about my friends at Cool Springs MD. You've heard me talk about them for years because I've been going there for years, and they've been helping me for years become healthier and happier. Who doesn't want that? They've helped improve my quality of life. And if you want that like I do, then you'll go see these folks at Cool Springs MD. Dr. Jeffrey Lodge, the board-certified physician, his wife Daphne, the registered nurse, and their experienced team can help you in so many things. Michelle has been helping me for years. She's fantastic. Their staff over there is fantastic. And maybe you've tacked on some unwanted pounds after the holidays, or just because it's cold outside, we've had really crappy weather, you're just not as active. You'd love to shed a couple of those unwanted pounds. Well, they've got programs and products and people that can get you back on track and headed in the right direction. Rejuvenation, your appearance is important, and it gets more challenging as we get older, but they can sit down and talk with you about PRP, hair removal, Botox, and finally hormone therapy. Maybe you've been feeling a little bit off lately. Not sure why. Maybe you haven't had the same drive or the same energy. Been experiencing mood swings. Just haven't been feeling, the word off comes to mind. I just feel off. Well, get your levels checked. They tend to dip as you get older, and that can affect you in these areas. They'll talk to you about BHRT, testosterone, estrogen. They do it all, and they do it all under one roof there in Cool Springs. So their state-of-the-art facility at 1642 Westgate Circle. If you need to learn everything about them, just go to their website, coolspringsmd.com, or you can always pick up the phone and make an appointment or a consultation by dialing this number, 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291.
615-737-1025. That is the number you must call to participate in Pick 6, a pair of tickets to see Tame Impala at Bridgestone Arena on March 23rd. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Darren McFarland here with you on a Friday as we wrap up the week strong. Willie, are you ready to give the picks out? I take that as a no.
I'm ready. Crickets.
Okay, there he is. There he is. All right. 615-737-1025. You must participate to win these tickets. Let's go to Will. Will, welcome into Pick 6.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Fantastic.
Good. I'm sorry I missed it when y'all went over them. So
that's okay.
You don't mind asking me each one. Yep, thanks.
All right, we got the Bengals and Chiefs at Arrowhead. Kansas City's favored by 7.5. We also need a game total.
I will take the Bengals plus 7.5 and game total 46.
All right, then we have the 49ers and the Rams.
In the line?
The line is Rams by 3.5.
Okay. I will take the Niners plus the 3.5.
Okay. And then which of the four starting quarterbacks will have the most passing yards?
Joe Burrow.
So you're going to go with Burrow. Okay. Most combined receiving yards. We have two tandems, Jamar Chase and Tyreek Hill. And then the second choice, Cooper Kupp, Deebo Samuel.
I'll go with the Chase-Hill combo.
Chase and Hill. Who will have more sacks on defense, the Chiefs or the Rams?
The Chiefs.
And then finally, we got a round ball game here. Well, you got one non-football question here. Kentucky at Kansas in the SEC Big 12 Challenge. This is in Lawrence, Kansas. Jayhawks are favored by 2.5.
I'll take UK, not KU, and top shelf that. And, Willie, I need one more top shelf. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'll take the Bengals plus the 7.5 as my other top shelf.
You got it.
All right.
Thanks, guys. All right, bye.
Okay, let's go to Josh. Josh, welcome into Pick 6.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
I need the question rundown. I missed it.
Gotcha. All right, let's start in the AFC Championship game. Cincinnati, a 7.5-point dog in KC.
Give me the Bengals.
Bengals plus 7.5 game total?
54.
All right, NFC, Rams favored by 3.5 over San Fran.
We'll go Rams, stop Shield.
Okay, how about the most passing yards? Which of the four starting quarterbacks will have it?
Joe Burrow.
Burrow.
Top shelf.
Top shelf. Combined receiving yards, which tandem? Jamar Chase, Tyreek Hill, or Cooper Kupp and Deebo Samuel?
Well, Samuel's going to have a lot of rushing yards, so I'll go Tyreek Hill, Jamar Chase.
Hmm. Interesting. I should have thought about that before I pick Kupp and Samuel. More defensive sacks. How many? We have two choices here, Chiefs or Rams?
Rams.
And then finally, hoops. Kentucky at Kansas. Jayhawks favored by 2.5.
Well, being an Auburn fan in the SEC, I'll have to go against Kentucky, so give me Kansas.
Going against Kentucky, okay.
All right,
thank
Josh.
You,
good luck.
Have a great day, man.
You too. All right, let's go to Griffin. Griffin, welcome into Pick 6.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Okay, let's start AFC Championship game. KC hosting Bengals. We need the game total. Chiefs are favored by 7.5.
The game total, I'm going to go 60.
And who are you picking, Chiefs or Bengals?
Chiefs
minus 7.5. Okay, we got the Rams, a 3.5-point favorite, playing at home against the 49ers.
Niners. Going for the Niners. Underdog here.
Going for the dog. Which of the starting quarterbacks will have the most passing yards? Burrow, Mahomes, Stafford, or Garoppolo?
Stafford.
Stafford. Okay, how about combined receiving yards? Which tandem? Chase and Hill? Or Kupp and Samuel?
Kupp and Samuel, they're playing in a dump, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
More sacks, Chiefs or Rams?
More sacks, Chiefs.
Okay. And finally, Kentucky at Kansas. Kansas favored by 2.5 at home.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with Kansas on this one.
Rolling with Kansas, and we need two top shelves. The two you're most sure about.
Two top shelves, what's that? Sorry?
The two that you're most certain about.
NFL games, or am I the picks between all
any,
of these?
Any of the six, you give us the two that you're most
certain about. I like Samuel and Kupp. That
okay, there's one.
The most. And I like over 60 points in Chiefs Bengals.
Well, okay, we don't have an over-under. That's
yeah, you can't do it.
Okay, so then, yeah, I'll go with total sacks. Am I missing?
The defensive sacks?
More sacks for the Chiefs.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough.
Lock it
all
in.
All right. Thank you, Griffin. Have a good weekend.
All right, thank you.
Now, right there, I'm going to bet as a Tame Impala fan.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I know. Well, I don't know. I'm guessing. Okay. I would go top shelf on that.
This is what I know.
It was pretty adamant.
I don't know.
I don't know, but I feel good about it. We'll come back. More of Darren, Donnick, and Chase next. One of the other intriguing matchups in this SEC Big 12 Challenge is Rick Barnes returning back to Austin. So Texas and Tennessee. Wish the teams were a little bit better. And they're, you know. Tennessee's been playing well since they got boat raced in Lexington, so they have certainly come back around. But what's interesting to me is Chris Beard is the guy who had tons of success at Texas Tech, right? I mean, this guy, what he did with their basketball program, pretty unbelievable. To me, it's like if Chris Beard can't turn around Texas and make them a prominent basketball powerhouse – after Shaka Smart didn't work, this is where you look in the mirror, right, and say, I think this is an us problem, right? This is a me problem. This isn't about the people we're hiring. This is about our – and you wonder, how is that possible, right? They have all the resources. They have all the money, everything they could possibly want on that campus to have a successful basketball program. But yet, if Chris Beard doesn't make this work and he is not highly successful at Texas, this is about them. Like, you just wonder, could it? Are they ever going to be a powerhouse? Are they ever going to be a team that we're talking about all the time? Because when Chris Beard was at Texas Tech, we talked about that program all the time. When Shaka Smart was at VCU, we talked about that program all the time. Yet Shaka Smart couldn't change Texas. He couldn't have any real success. Can Chris Beard?
Of course.
Well, of course.
He can. But there's no absolutes.
Will he?
There's no absolutes.
Right. But, I mean, what are they this year? I mean, they're – I didn't even look at their record. I think they're – I know they're not ranked. Let's see. They are 15-5. Oh. But nobody, but unranked. I guess they played nobody.
You can't judge the guy on his first year. There was a reason that job came open. So I don't know if he inherited some gold mine.
Yeah. But, I'm just –
I mean, long-term, you can't judge them what happens this year. They're 15th in the KenPom, so that's that's pretty good. Tennessee's 14, and they're 15.
The roster's pretty loaded with talent.
I guess I'm just disappointed because this should be a heavy emphasis game, right? This is be a game that people are talking about, and unfortunately there's not much chatter about it.
Well, tell me the college basketball games, at least in our area, that are getting talked about. College basketball, to me, it's a sad state. And I love college basketball, but it's just so – it's so discombobulated with all the players bouncing around. There just no, there are hardly any teams year to year. Now, Gonzaga has got a decent amount of guys back from last year, but and Baylor's got a few. But I just think that the whole college basketball game itself is it's hard to get the spotlight. Tennessee Texas is still to me it's a really good matchup, 14 versus 15.
Do you think it's because the players are bouncing around? Because I mean, you guys know, like
that's a big part of it.
You guys are bigger college basketball fans than I am. Like, you guys start watching, you know, a lot earlier. Now, I'll get into it after the NFL. I mean, after the Super Bowl. We get closer to tournament time, you know. But I'm also, like, even then, I'm not sitting down on my couch like, oh, I have to watch this game from, you know, beginning to end. It's kind of more of a in the periphery kind of thing. That's just, and it's not that I dislike basketball. The sport, it's just I don't get into it. I just don't get into it as much. I don't think it's because of the players bouncing around. It's just that's just how I'm wired. So you think the majority is the popularity's dwindling because of all the players bouncing around?
I don't think it has the same national scope that it did even 8 to 10 years ago. I think there's been an erosion over time. All of the one and dones. So it's just there's not a lot of players you can latch on to. It's a new crop. Like I vote for the John Wooden Award every year, and every year it takes me half a season just to grasp who the new guys are. There's so few guys back from the last year that it makes it tough to follow.
But what's
my
different?
Opinion? I could be wrong. I mean,
but that nothing's changed. Other than
I think it just has had a cumulative effect over time. It just slowly gets more and more like this every year.
I just don't think there's nobody right now that has people's going, oh my gosh, I want to see, I want to watch.
Yeah, I think that's part. Now Gonzaga, they got some fun guys. You know, they're not always in the spotlight, and they're at that stage of the schedule where they're just, you know, carving through their league as they always do, and they won't lose again. But they got some exciting guys. You know, they got the 7-footer Holmgren, and they got Drew Timmy, who's back from last year. So they're really fun, but as they always are, but you still got to – I don't know. I just really yearn for the days where you had a group of guys that were back from last year on respected teams that you knew and could get excited about. Well, like, those guys? Who are the best players? Drew Timmy is a rare exception. Who are the best players that have been playing college basketball for 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, but that's been going on for – that's what I said. What's changed? Nothing. I mean, that stuff's been going on for a long time. We just don't have the Zion Williams
guy. Yeah, it gets – it's exhausting.
We don't have those guys.
That's what I'm saying. It's exhausting to learn the new guys every year.
Well, and you have year that. You have
but to
that.
Me, it's. It, I think I'm siding with Chase because I don't really see it as the guys bouncing around. I just you have traditionally Louisville's been good. They're not very good this year. Michigan's been really good. Well, they're okay this year, right? They're not very good. Memphis, all the huge expectations on Memphis, total flop. You just don't have. You know where's all the powerhouses? Where's all the teams that we've been accustomed to over the years? Where are they? In the college football college basketball landscape.
I would have to say, I think that Baylor and Gonzaga, who were in the finals last year, they might well play in the finals again this year.
Could.
Duke, Kentucky, Kansas are still pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Duke, Kentucky, Kansas, those are three examples of the team tends to be completely different each year, for the most part.
North Carolina's gone away, right?
Yeah,
they've gone
not,
away in the college basketball.
They're a borderline tournament team.
Yeah. I mean, I just think there's a lot of that. I mean, just like I said, who do you want to watch? Who do you even know? I mean, how many people?
That's the point I'm making. It was different when you had all these players that you knew.
Willie, what's different? Why is it coaches are doing the same thing? Mick Cronin was at Cincinnati forever. Now he's at UCLA. Chris Beard was at Texas Tech. Now he's at Texas. I mean, coaches are bouncing around too. I mean, how many people, when I said Chris Beard at Texas, even knew that? I'd say there's a large number of people didn't even know that.
UCLA actually is a team that has guys back from last year and is really good again. Like they were a little bit of a team. Obviously, they got very hot at the right time.
Yeah, they surprised
and made a pretty improbable run. This year, they're much more likely to be in the spotlight going on. But I just think the exhaustion, maybe I'm just speaking for myself, but I don't think I'm the only guy. The exhaustion of having to learn so many guys, every year, make the makeup of teams. Tennessee's team is completely different than it was last year. Mm. You know, same coach, but it's very different. There's a few guys like Fulkerson that are still there. And even though he pronounces his name differently, Vescovy's been there, but they've got a lot of new guys. There's a lot of turnover. So
it's been going on for a long time.
Willie, I'll tell you this.
I know. I've loved basketball for a long time, but it exhausts me more every year. Maybe I'm just getting old.
Just for you, we have five college basketball games across our stations this weekend.
Good.
I want you to know that.
Well, including, you want to pass them along?
That's what I was getting to. Duke-Louisville tomorrow starting at 10:45 here on 102.5 The Game. Baylor at Alabama after that at 2:30. And then over on 94.9, MTSU takes on Western. That's always a good game.
That's in Bowling Green.
At 1:30. Mm-hmm. And then the Doors take on Georgia at 4:30 on 93.3. And then on Sunday, Ohio State-Purdue.
Okay.
On 102.5.
There you go. Well,
at 10:45.
You got people excited, right, for that. So get everybody excited about Blue Chew.
Yes, let's do it. Because, fellas, let's go. Let's have this talk. It can be awkward sometimes, but it's not right now. If you need a little extra confidence when it's time, then you need to listen to this about BlueChew.com. BlueChew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable formula at a fraction of the cost. BlueChew tablets combat all forms of ED and can help men gain extra confidence when it's time to perform. It's an online prescription service, too, so that means you just consult with one of their licensed medical professionals. And once approved, you'll have to have your prescription in days. You don't have to go to the doctor's office and have that awkward convo. And guys, here is a special deal for you. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code CHASE at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code CHASE to receive your first month free.
Dave, we're rounding third and heading home. Let's get in our best shots of the week. I disagree.
That's just me. I mean, I know a lot of people will do that. I'm not one of these hot take guys that likes to go extreme with the word. Failure is the wrong word. You go 12-5, you win a division, that's not a failure.
I don't think failure is a hot take. I think failure can be attached to winning teams or good teams. I mean, I view teams that have been really, really good that came up way short in the playoffs as failures. I mean, that's a fail. I mean, you don't think the year the Tampa Bay Lightning got swept when they won the President's Trophy was a fail?
The series was a failure. The season was not a failure.
It is a failure. No, it is.
No, it's not.
It's a failure.
It is not.
If you
That's
have
not how
the best,
world works.
If you're the best team in the league and you get swept and you don't even win a playoff game when that's what you are ultimately judged by, that's a failure. That's failing.
I disagree.
Former Titans linebacker Keith Bullock is on the line with us.
You know, when dissected, he may have, like, I feel like the play calling was a little bit limited. I don't feel like, you know, a lot was done in, you know, the offense's favor to kind of open up the playbook and kind of make Cincinnati's defense respect maybe the Titans' overall offense, just not just their running game.
What did you see? Let's go with the first pass that was attempted in the game for Ryan Tannehill. What did you see on that play action play? Just through your eyes, playing defense and Bates having the interception.
Oh man, that's crazy. That's funny you say that. I was actually at the game, sitting in the stands, and it unfolds slower. So I actually saw the route coming, and in my head, I was like, I know he's not throwing, and then he threw it. And then, you know, that was the play. I just saw that, you know, obviously the first drive, the first 15 plays are scripted. That was the play that he knew he was going to come out and run. And it just tells me in his head, however long he was thinking about that first play, that's where he was going no matter what. Just based upon taking the snap, dropping back, and looking in that direction the whole time. And Cincinnati was sitting heavy on any comeback routes from the first play to the last play of the game.
Does your opinion change of Ryan Tannehill based on one game? Like, the question everybody's asking is, can you win a Super Bowl with Ryan Tannehill? My opinion doesn't change, even though he flopped on Saturday. Tell me what you think.
Yeah, I agree with that, because I didn't think Tom Brady played well this past weekend. And I think that, I think you can win a Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo, and I think that Ryan Tannehill is a better quarterback than Jimmy Garoppolo. Look, did he have a great game? No, he didn't have a great game, but that happens to guys. So, you know, I think ultimately, you know, it's a tough one to swallow, and you know, I'm sure for him, he hopes he gets the opportunity again. But no, it does not change whether or not I think he's good enough to get it done.
Morton Anderson on the line with us.
I can't speak for Evan McPherson or anybody else. I can tell you what went through my mind. Mm-hmm. Not a lot. that's true. I mean, and that's what you want. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to do all your, you know, General Schwarzkopf said that, you know, the more you bleed in peace, the less you bleed in war. Or the more you sweat in peace, the less you bleed in war, something like that. And it's true. The more difficult you can make it Monday through Saturday. That's why I had 8-foot goalposts. That's why I kicked on 8-foot goalposts. So when I came into the game, I had 18 feet, 6 inches. So whether it's doing that and changing the perspective or just grinding, you know, positive behavior. Listen, there were a couple of things that I would do. I did a lot of mental rehearsals. I would write things down. I would film myself. So my preparation was very detailed-oriented. And the reason it was I wanted to free myself up so I could play the game at its highest level for 3 hours on Sunday afternoon.
Okay. Just check it.
Don't disrespect Mort like that. Or don't disrespect me. Put some speck on it, all right? He is Sparty. Got to get it right, man.
He is a Sparty, and he is a Hall of Famer.
Absolutely.
Chick-fil-A Bowl champions.
There we go.
Wow. Mm. That's a resume builder.
Put some
right
speck
there
on it, Elijah. You know? That's right. Where's Kentucky? Oh, excuse me.
It's in Lexington.
Where's their program? Oh, excuse me.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the football program.
They won?
They are. No, I'm not going to even get on. I'm not going to go down that road with Kentucky because, you know, people are in basketball mode right now, which they are doing really good.
Football
now
never sleeps, Derek. Come on.
Well, they must be sleeping because they can only get past 8 wins. They can only get 8 wins, maybe 9 on a good year. And then with the bowl game, they might get 10. I'm just saying, Dan.
All right. Thank you. That was a interesting ending. Morten Andersen, by the way, was really good. That was, if you didn't hear it, go back and check out that interview. Was that yesterday? Yesterday on the show?
Yeah, it was good.
Excellent stuff. Excellent.
Really, really good.
I got a
Hall
kick
of Fame
out of
kicker.
It.
Did it for a long time. Said some really interesting stuff about what it takes to last a long time in the league like he did. Two plus decades. Kicking on 8-foot goals during the week. Going out there and not thinking about very much, right? Don't let the moment get to you. He pretty much said that kicking is 100% mental. That's really what it comes down to. So he said some guys can be great in practice during the week, but when they get out there in the game setting, they wilt. And I'm not surprised to hear that because kicking chain the turnover with kickers is pretty high. All right, that will do it for our show this week. We made it. We'll find out who's in Super Bowl 56 come Monday. Should be fun on Sunday. The Predators have the whole weekend off, rare weekend off. They'll be back at it Tuesday to begin the month of February. Have a great weekend. Continue to be safe. We'll talk to you Monday at 10 o'clock. Stay tuned. Stillman & Company is next.